I mean, that's out of place, isn't it? It's not, I wouldn't call it an obscure sound.
No.
But it's out of place, certainly in this setting.
But it is to indicate that we are on.
Oh, we're on, are we? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that seriously.
Right.
Something I noticed about a few episodes, actually.
Go on.
Is that I think I don't get close enough to the mic.
Or
that I don't pay attention to the fact that there's a microphone there.
Which is sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mickey B's entered. Spooky Mould has entered. Eric Kack.
Fucking hell.
Has entered.
Hello.
Spooky Mould has sent a gift.
Welcome, everyone.
Spook. Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky Mould.
Spooky.
He's probably been saving them up, hasn't he, for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh.
That's true. He's been saving some cash with us not around. Well, actually, it's been 1 week off, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we did Valentine's.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Thank you, Spooky. Spooky said, welcome back, boys. Should we, because there's already a nice little collection, should we do the intro?
Yes. So I'll tell you what, let's do the intro.
Go on.
Welcome to One and All in podcast land. We are Nick and Paul, and this is 100% Substance for Days.
That's great. That's great. It's good. Great new alternative to the intro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. 100% Substance for Days.
Spooky. Pack is me.
That is Silent Paul.
I am Paul,
aka co-host.
Pack. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just to alleviate any of the mystery surrounding that, they're my initials. That's the only reason, really.
Exactly. It's well, it's a bloody good reason.
Reincarnation of Tupac or anything.
Or Pac-Man.
Yeah, actually Pac-Man would probably be better.
Yeah.
Or closer.
Or Anderson Pack.
Mm.
Could be, couldn't it?
Yeah.
But I suppose in order for it to be a reincarnation, the original person has to be dead.
That's true.
Don't they?
I guess you could be, yeah.
I am Bill Clinton reincarnated. No, you can't be. Because he's still alive.
Thank you. Asking for a reason.
Oh, what is the reason?
Go on, Spooky.
Ooh.
Is it because of the Telegram chat? You just want to know who's giving you the thumbs up and all that?
I think it must be where, or maybe he's sourcing some sort of gift.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we love gifts.
Was it?
Sourcing a gift.
Yeah, love all sorts of gifts. I'm just going to share this to the relevant social outlets as well, as I'm sure Eric Kirk will be doing, because he tends to do that quite a bit. Oh, speaking of doing it quite a bit, it's Kartik.
Kartik, I feel, has been in here before.
Yeah, 33 hearts.
There you go.
Up in this piece.
Kartik, welcome back to Substance for Days.
You're fucking...
Good to have you.
Yeah. So...
A cat has just opened the bathroom door, which has surprised me.
And the way you said that as well was like you were reading out a news headline.
A cat has just opened a bathroom door.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere in England.
Yeah. Bong. Yeah.
But the thing is that weirds me out about it, she opened the bathroom door, which makes me think she might have used the toilet.
Yeah.
And she also looks a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
why are you questioning me?
Yeah, or why are you here?
Which is
something I love about cats. The only animal that can take up residence in your house and then make you question why you're there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I thought I paid the rent.
Yeah, exactly. No.
We run this shit.
Yeah, you live here on my terms. Okay. So we've got a bit of farmer stuff then going on. Mm. Talk to me. Yeah?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
This is only... I only really gleaned this from someone else. Like, I didn't really have any too much knowledge about it, but I heard a little bit on Joe Rogan, and he was saying about Europe wide that there's been these restrictions or new conditions brought in for farmers, which is making it almost impossible to do an almost impossible job. So they're protesting. And there is a fucking good video that you would love, Nick,
right,
of a farmer backing into Wales farmers are standing up. It might have been Wales then where I saw the video. Backing up into a sort of police station or a council office and literally dumping manure. Like by force, like spraying manure into their office building.
Wow, brilliant.
And yeah, so it is actually kicking off. But the thing is, it's already a difficult job to do. Shut the fuck up. That's the first thing I've got to say to you, to the cat. Go on then, go out for 4 seconds, then moan, because it's raining. Anyway, so it's already a hard job, as we know. They are responsible for bringing us our food.
Yes.
So it should be a rewarding job, if anything.
Yeah.
They should be well remunerated for such a job.
Yeah.
But they're not. And, yeah, there's certain... they're not allowed to use a certain pesticide or... it's a load of... sounds like a load of bureaucracy, which is basically, you know, it's going to shut loads of farms down.
So for us, that'll mean less sort of fresh, more sort of processed and shit.
Yeah, that's again, fake that'll food. Be it, won't it? If they can, it's the idea that if they can control the food source, they can control what goes in it, and they can control when they don't want to give it to you.
Yeah.
For example, as a grand plan or conspiracy. Let him talk. Who's? Oh, the cat.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I didn't know what that was from.
Let him talk.
It was her. It's a her. It's Lola. It's one of the female. We got four.
We, funnily enough, we gave suggestions, didn't we, for that cat's name. Shows you how far she's come along.
Yeah,
on
actually.
This podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
When she was
this weekend, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not something that I don't particularly pay attention to cats' birthdays.
No,
I struggle to pay attention to fucking humans' birthdays. So the cats don't really get a look in. But Sam has mentioned it, and I think she'll be celebrating it in her own way.
Yeah,
yeah. They have a strange relationship.
She'll be getting little kitty balloons or something.
Yeah, they have a daughter mother relationship.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they argue.
Bicker.
It's difficult to know what about, but they do argue. She has a go at her. Like, Lola will tell Sam off if she leaves her for too long, doesn't give her the right amount of affection.
Right.
And I mean tell her off. Like, and it doesn't stop. It's enough to make you know that she is complaining.
Oh. This might split the room. I'm just not a fan of cats.
No, but that's okay.
I mean, I don't like. I don't hate them because obviously I've got love for all animals, but they do wind me up. I must say.
Yeah, and I think I was in your. I was definitely in your. Sorry, I'm just having to shuffle around.
I thought you were going to say your, I was just having a shit. Camp.
I was definitely in your camp of the not that bothered about cats scenario until I actually got some.
Yeah.
And then the time I got those three cats was the time that I didn't know I really needed them, if you know what I mean.
Mickey B has said, I love pussy, which I think is related.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, well, exactly, this DNA.
Well, maybe some people don't. Yeah, DNA. Yeah, DNA, day and age. I like that.
Do you like that?
Abbreviation, yeah?
Yeah.
Efficiency.
See, and Matt, funnily enough, for speaking of abbreviation and efficiency, Matt Crazy has said SMH, which always confuses me.
Shake my head?
Yes, that is what it is. You're so right. Speaking of so right, it's all we hear is Radio Palesque, Radio Palesque, Radio Palesque. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, Radio Palesque. Yeah,
yeah.
Scooter as well, welcome to Substance. What, I walked into a shat fest.
Yeah, well, exactly.
it's actually not, the whole show's not going to be dedicated to shats.
Yeah.
or cats or anything, any feline.
Feline, yeah. We're not going to move on to tigers or anything.
No. I'll tell you something, though. Anyone that owns a tiger, have you seen those people?
Oh, my God.
You know, people that got too much money and not that much common sense, they own a tiger.
Yeah.
And then get disappointed when it rips their head off.
Yeah, of their newly born child. Yeah? And it just eats it.
Yeah. I don't know why they're putting that in that situation, but they're that kind of, they're those kind of people, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm going to, the same kind of people that let their tiny dog go and investigate the nestling crocodile at the edge of the swamp.
Yes.
You just think, what do you think is going to happen?
So all of a sudden you think millions of years of evolution is going to switch into your dog's favour.
Yeah. Or that it's going to turn into the Lion King and they're going to walk side by side. It's not going to happen, is it? Yeah. It looks like it can be eaten, so it's going to get eaten.
Yeah.
100%. It's mental, all that shit. It is mental. It's like, but there is someone on, you must have seen her on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or any of the, you know, like and subscribes. A woman that has like pet, well, I don't know if pet, but looks after jaguars and all sorts, and she goes up to them and goes boop on their nose. You've seen that. And again, like, I've obviously possibly well trained, I don't think that she's walking up to completely undomesticated animals and giving it a go. I get that, but why would you try?
This is what I mean, I don't care about the level of training you think that animal's had. I'm not interested. Like, don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
When it bites you, okay, don't. That's fine. So do what you got to do. Boop it on the nose and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Do not fucking tell anyone when it bites your fucking arm off.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. If you're, don't be surprised by an animal's behaviour.
Yeah.
That you already know.
Yeah.
Like, it just annoys me. Oh, you know, I've trained. No, it doesn't matter if you've had it since birth. There is an instinct in them that is there, and there's nothing you can do to drum that out.
Yeah, exactly. They're not conscious enough.
Like Cat Williams says, like cats, lions in a zoo. What do you think the only thing they're thinking about?
Yeah,
I wish a motherfucker would come into this fucking enclosure.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
They're sitting around all day waiting to attack.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Hustling.
Yeah. So what's been going on? We haven't even really got into anything, have we? The farmers are kicking off.
Yeah, the farmers are shitting on people.
Rightly so,
and good on them. But I move into more local news. We now have a month, I believe, of the wedding certified.
Yes. So to anyone that doesn't know, which is probably all of you, the wedding is official.
Yeah.
And it's more shat.
Yeah.
He asked for less shat.
Yeah, and I just gave him more with the farmers shitting.
Maya Crazy as well put, I wish a motherfucker would. Which is from Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm getting married in October this year.
Yes.
That's happening
to the wonderful producer Sam.
Well, yeah, she can come if she wants.
She'll be there.
Yeah. But I need you to know, Nick, is
go
that
on.
One thing I need you to know is the day is all about me.
Yeah. Traditionally as well.
Yeah, my dress. My dress, my hair.
Yeah.
I can hear someone coming down the stairs, and I hope it's not producer Sam.
Imagine she comes running down. Just to be absolutely clear,
It is producer Sam. Yes.
What's she up to?
Yeah, She's doing all sorts. Don't worry about that, Scooter. I'm getting my nails did. I'm a her.
Getting my hair did. Oh, wow.
Oh.
There's all sorts of...
There's an important thing that's going to become part of this show, Nick.
Do you know what? I've never known producer Sam to be this happy.
Have you not?
No, I don't think. And I think I've known her for a long time now.
Would you say she was miserable normally, or?
Well, no. It's just like, again, for the listeners' benefit, she is dancing around the popping studio. Around. Yeah, like she's in Fantasia. All right. She honestly, it's I've never known her to be this animated. It's great. It's great to see.
Well,
normally she's looking at me and she's like, if you make one wrong move, I'm going to punch you.
Yes.
In the heart.
Yes. I mean, I would say her mood definitely drops when you turn up.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know if it's linked. But,
yeah, could be. Yeah, could be. Yeah. Let's not look into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's not delve. No, I'm obviously joking. But yeah, so we're getting married in October. That's happening this year. It's quite a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
There are some people that we want to be at the wedding. That's the reason for the quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And and Sam's fucking desperate to get married.
To you only?
I'm not sure.
Is the point.
How much did I have to pay her? You would be surprised.
Yeah.
Amount that she's extorting out of me.
Yeah. 40 of your great British pounds, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That is how much. No. No,
she's been played in blood, sweat, and tears over the last 11 years.
Yeah.
And not, you know, she's paid in as well in blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
$1.50. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah. So. That's happening. Right. What else have we got to discuss?
Well, what was Sam frittering about the place for?
Yeah, well, I've got to present you with something.
Oh.
It's a presentation.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now this is something.
Scooter, the baby isn't mine. Just to let you know.
Because the baby isn't mine.
I've got two kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but four, really.
Oh. Sam producer wants me to record it.
Okay. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
This is bits and bobs, isn't it?
Right. This is right. I mean,
is this happening on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, it's happening on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Or maybe I can always get the old Facebook Live on as well.
Yeah, I'm going to come in. I'm going to, you let me know when we're set up, if you know what I mean, but I want to sex on the podcast. That would be weird between two brothers.
That would be that would be weird and yet not unheard of.
Yeah. And quite popular.
Yeah, exactly. And not the first time.
Yeah. Right, so shall I? Do you want to set it up where you record it?
Yeah. What are we live?
Yeah.
There it is. So, tap to add a description. Sorry, listeners, but we are just trying to do a live thing on the old Facebook as well at the same time, because there's some sort of presentation.
Get out.
No. So, and one of the reasons that we keep this all so organic, is that we don't rehearse this stuff.
None of this is scripted.
None of it's scripted.
It can't be.
No.
Right, so, yeah, we've... here you go. You're not set up yet, are you?
He's not set up.
No, he's not set up. We're going live, peeps, on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I've done this before.
Hello,
haven't I? Yeah.
What?
Well, then all of the years later, before. Do you know there's something actually that I've got to find and send you is when people do a they say something that they think they're saying it to you for it's the first you're ever hearing it. And in reality, you've heard it loads and loads of times.
Yeah, go on.
You know, something like, for example, like if you put a wooden spoon on a boiling pot of water, it won't overboil.
Yes.
And that people say it to you like, you're not going to believe
it's revolutionary.
Yeah, and you're like, I fucking heard that loads of times.
Yeah.
There's this post, right, it's a picture of a picture of a saucepan with a wooden spoon on it, right? And it says, did you know if you put a wooden spoon on top of a boiling pot of water, the pot spill, spoon pot will, the water pot though, like that. And it's like, that is exactly what it feels like. It's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Just load of gibberish. Yeah. Load of trivia.
Right.
Trivial.
So we're trivial. We're on a... Right, okay, there's fucking loads of comments coming in.
I know.
Scooter says, England, Arkansas is all the same.
Yeah.
I love that. He's going to propose, I just know it. I'm not going to propose to you yet.
That would be mental.
He's so nervous for us. You can go live on Telegram, Spooky said. didn't know that, but we're on Facebook now.
Yeah, we're doing Facebook now, but we will bear it in mind.
Yeah, sure. Everyone subscribe to that as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Join
us on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's live.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me good news.
It is live, I think. Yeah, it is live.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it's live.
Hello. Right. Right, okay, so.
Right.
That's for you.
The listeners benefit. There's a green envelope.
Yes.
With my name written on it, which is great.
Good start. Is it spelled properly?
Yes. So, speaking of is it spelled properly, William OC has just joined.
Is that William Orange? Tell us, William. Is it William Orange County?
Or is it simply William Ock?
Ock, yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to the important stuff. Never mind his name. Yeah. Right, there's a love heart on the back, which is very sweet.
Hang on a second, I'll take this off you while you're...
There we go.
So you're not one-handed.
He's not one-handed.
Not the one-handed bandit.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Ooh.
He is now opening said envelope.
I have got...
And he's going to be gutted because there's no money in it.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just check the envelope. Just really... No notes, I can confirm. But there is a lucky ticket.
You have a lucky ticket there.
I have a lucky ticket here.
You have to... Who let Jason Statham in?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done, Scooter. Oh, see...
What have I done?
What? Just press Facebook. Oh, no. Oh, you don't. I love how you got so excited that you ended the you ended the stream.
Ended it, yeah.
I love that. Jason Statham, that's wicked.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah.
That's what he thinks I am.
I look after bees.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I look after bees. Now, this looks like I have to scratch it.
It is a scratch card.
Is it a scratch and sniff?
It's not a scratch and sniff. I've put my own sniff effect on there. Yeah. It isn't one of those.
I'm going to be honest, this smells like your arsehole. Well, that's because it is, Nick.
Yeah. There's the surprise.
It's my arsehole. Yeah. Surprise.
Now you know what it smells like.
Right, I'm going to scratch it with a key, just for the benefit of the...
I might have a coin. I don't know if that'd be any easier.
Who's got coins these days?
Me, unfortunately. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's all card now, isn't
it? It's 1960s to me still. I've still got a shilling in my fucking pocket.
It's all contactless now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, mate.
All right, what have we got here? Right, we've got a word. Now, I'm hoping that if I match three words... Then I win £50. I mean, that's what this is lucky.
Yeah, we've got you a lottery scratch card.
Yeah.
And it's going to be gutting.
Yeah. I've got you a lottery scratch card. I don't know if it's a guaranteed winner, but I've made this really big presentation about it.
Made it really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while he's scratching away at that.
Right. We've got some words coming.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, so he's scratching the scratch card that he's got. It's been presented to him, yeah?
Right, this says, so far, it says, will you be my...
Ooh.
So I reckon...
It's too late for Valentine's.
Well, so... it could be Valentine's.
Times.
Valentine's are ahead.
These are Valentine's.
Yeah? Yeah! Oh, I think I know what it's... I think I'm working out what this is all about.
I know where it's going.
I think this is great. I think this is great news.
Yeah, so Nick's scratching away. Let's have a look at the fucking comments as well.
See what's on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, on... I don't think we've got that many comments.
Oh, that's all right.
Penny on table, Sam said. Yeah, she's right.
Right in front... Right. Again, for the listeners' benefit, this is, not for the viewers' benefit. Sam is nowhere to be found. She flitted about a little bit like a butterfly.
And then went.
Off she went into the wind.
Is that Statham or Phil Collins? Phil Collins.
Wow.
Jesus.
I mean, he's a great drummer.
Never been called Phil Collins.
That's incredible.
I've been called a lot of things, but... just give him a bob and call it done. Fair enough. Studio. you be my backdoor. Will you be my backdoor man? That's what I
think it's nearly that. It's nearly that.
That's what Scooter thinks it is.
So for the listeners' benefit, and I'll hold it up for the viewers, Sorry, I just put a little bit of dust on the...
A little bit of glitter dust.
Glitter, yeah, a little bit fancy. It says, will you be my best man? All right?
Yeah. That's because he wanted a formal invite.
I did.
To be fair.
I did. I wanted a formal invite so that I could formally say, no, I cannot be your... I can't do it on that day. I
can't make it. I'm sorry,
which is just... It is a shame. I feel rotten now. No, of course.
You can't make it?
No.
No.
I can't.
Okay.
No, I can and I will. And I will be best man.
Well, in terms of the... Thank you. In terms of the stag do, I almost asked my friend who is a girl to the stag do because it's going to be slim pickings.
Right.
At the stag do.
And will we...
So far, we've got two of your mates.
Yeah.
And my...
Well, yeah, but one of them...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's as much your mate as he is mine,
him.
I reckon.
Yeah, I've known him for just as long, probably.
Yeah, longer. You helped him change his...
tell everyone.
I wouldn't.
Don't.
I'm not going to publicly.
That's between me and five-year-old him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, yeah, and this girl, she...
No, she's not available for you.
Not available for me.
Is she? No, she's not. No.
She's not.
Do you know what? I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but I think you are a little bit too white.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. You're a little bit too... Not in the colour as well. Just in your attitude. You're a little bit too...
Oh, too vanilla.
Yeah, too vanilla.
She prefers sort of rugged...
I'm vanilla, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
She'd rather a dangerous man.
I've been really good friends with her for a long time, and I don't think I'd wish her you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I would expose her to that sort of danger.
Yeah.
No.
I am quite a dangerous character.
So yeah, it's Beans and it's got to be Scooter, hasn't it? Beans and Weenie show. He said, "Come on, what did I miss?" Well, he scratched off a scratch card which formally asked him to be my best man.
And I said,
No.
He can't
make it. No.
It's unfortunate, but...
Prior engagements.
You know.
But that's all right.
If... Oh, my goodness.
It is Scooter, you wanker. Scooter, would you be my best man? You bastard.
You bloody bastard. Well, right. We've got Mama Bear Tracy. I'll catch you up, Mama Bear. I've just been formally presented with an invitation to be the groom at the wedding. No.
No, best you're not man. The groom, yeah. You could be the groom if you want.
The best man, a formal invitation. And then to catch you up, co-host Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Can't believe it.
Oh.
Well, I never liked him anyway. It's Ralph William.
And you never liked him?
It's Chief Ralph Wiggum.
Never liked him.
Never liked him anyway.
Thanks for coming in, Ralph.
Yeah. He's back. He's back.
Hello,
I loved
Ralph.
Him. I love Ralph William and all of the things that he does. We are friends.
Yeah. Well,
till the end.
I think we are.
Yeah. Us and Ralph. I have to get together one day, Ralph.
Are we coming off live or are we just going to leave it? We're going to stay like it?
You can come off the video if you want.
Right, we're going to come off live, peeps. But there are people.
Are there? Oh, yeah. Well.
Scooter said, how much does it pay to be best man? Scooter, for you, I could fly you over here. You could stay at the foot of my bed if you want.
Yeah.
And I could give you scraps from the table. How about that?
You could stay in the other half of my bed.
He also said, check with my agent. I'm going to check with your agent.
Yeah.
I'll get in contact with him. I'll get to your people.
Yeah. Your people talk to his people, yeah. people, yeah. And then we can people.
We'll have a meeting.
Yeah. Have a meeting of all the meetings. See, there's so much going off on here.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's funny because Mickey B, is Mickey B still here? Oh, well, I'll talk about it. I'm sure he won't mind me saying it anyway. But Mickey B, he was saying today, he was like, I really miss the live ones because I love like the interactivity of it all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He has come back on... probably the best
live
one that we've done in a little while. Yeah. So just, oh my God.
I don't know if that's a good enough view for people, but.
Honestly.
I don't have iPhone money.
No, but it's again for the listeners' benefit. There's no, I've not seen co-host Paul bolt for anything quicker than that phone in the last couple of years.
Who wants to, you know, I'm not lashing out. What is it, grand? What, not grand now?
Yeah.
I'm not lashing out.
Yeah, but, you know, come see, come
Mike
sell.
Beeson.
Yes, that's it. That's Mickey B.
And he's saying,
yeah, he was saying to me, I love the interactivity of the live ones, and this is probably the best one.
Yeah, well done.
Because it's going mental.
You've picked the right one.
Right, because we've got... Jesus. Right, so Ralph William obviously came back in and I said, he's our best friend. Then Mama Bear said, I thought I was your date, Nick. And obviously, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama Bear, So she was saying that in response to me saying to Beans and Weenie Man.
Scooter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scoot. Good morning.
The Scootster.
The Scootster, the big Scoot.
Yeah, the big Scoot.
That he could share a bed with me.
All right, yeah.
So that's her response. She was like, I thought I was your date.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
did you not know
that's very forward.
No, that's the deal you set up. That's the problem, is your short-term, well, long-term memory.
Yeah.
You set that up, said if they get married, you're coming with me, Mama Bear.
Right.
So.
I said that, did
you
I?
You said that.
Right.
You said that. So. He's kind of he's fucked himself here.
But but also she's jumped to, if she's coming with me, she's sharing my bed. I mean, that's very forward.
It is very forward, but you know.
In fact, that's so forward. I think that null and voids the contract. So no, you can share my bed. You and Scooter can share my bed. We have a three-way.
A pod bean three-way.
Mama Bear, Tracy, and I will be the Beans and the Weenie to Scooter. Which makes sense, actually, doesn't it?
Scooter has fucking cussed me out on it.
Oh, God.
He said to me, saying I can put him up in a house and all that stuff and fly him over.
Yeah.
He said it beats the barn I'm in now.
Right.
Which is fine.
Okay.
And he also said we need to take up donations. Statham needs a better shirt. Someone cough up a quid or two. I love the terminology. Right, dude. I have just rolled in from work.
Yeah.
This is not what I normally wear. It's normally a bit worse, actually. Statham's homeless now. All the film rolls have dried up.
Is that what he said? No, I said that. Oh, I was thinking, all right. Yeah. Let's bring it back down.
He's had a few teeth fall out and all the film rolls have dried up.
I'm homeless now.
What are we going to do?
Scooter then came in with Happy Birthday, Mama Bear Tracy.
Is Scooter two people, by the way? Is he an octopus?
Oh, well.
He's fucking typing all over.
Like that.
Mama
everywhere.
Bear's birthday. Is that today, Mama Bear?
Yeah, well, Mama Bear said, thank you, handsome.
Well, an old phrase is, many happy returns for the day.
Yeah.
I hope you had a good one, and I hope you continue to have a good one.
Ralph then said, thank you. So, I don't know if that was in relevance to anything or he was just piping up, just wanted
Thank
to be
you.
Included.
Thank you. I'm here.
Thank you. Include.
Yeah, I can't hold it like this.
No.
Surprisingly.
Not forever.
No.
I don't reckon. It's a good test, though. Test of strength and stamina.
It is. Oh, it fucking hurts.
It's like 2024's version of Gladiators.
I'm thinking the
scenes
are back in my
head.
If I
put it Ibu's up. A gladiator. Have it any way you want. Bend me, shake me, any way you want me.
Oh, I see now they're getting sort of views of the fucking messy kitchen and the fucking...
They've got...
That's better. Me. The messy studio, sorry.
Yeah, because it is a studio.
Yeah. On air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Square.
Well, we're down to two watchers now.
Right.
So maybe we could leave.
Maybe we can finish one. It. Right, okay. Well, that's cool.
Thanks, guys.
So, then... Ralph said, congrats.
Thanks, Ralph.
I reckon.
Cheers, man.
Mama Bear then said, don't ignore me, Nick.
Don't ignore me, Nick.
Yeah. Don't ignore me, Nick.
She's got a way to come, hasn't she?
It is quite a way.
Are you going to be bankrolling that ticket? Or?
I was banking on her not remembering. That's what I was bankrolling.
Yeah. Sure.
But she's remembered. So I guess I'll have to sort out flights.
Yeah, she's pulled you up on it.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Either that or we get married in Canada.
which I'm not opposed to.
No, exactly. But anyway, going back to the, this is exhausting. Isn't it?
Don't start complaining.
Yeah, imagine.
Listeners.
Imagine this is where I've got to now with it, where I'm like, oh, I can't.
Oh, fuck this.
Fuck this. This is exhausting.
Yeah, so you'll hear the kettle. That's the kettle boiling.
That's the kettle boiling.
That's just me.
So going back to it then.
Yeah.
Where? You know.
Oh, what?
What's happening?
Stag.
Or stag what? And wedding.
Right, well, the wedding, the actual wedding itself is going to be in Maidstone. At the registry office, which is you can have 80 people in it.
Is that the same place?
I don't know.
Registry office.
I don't feel like you went to the registry office. I feel like yours was a bit different.
Yeah.
But it was, you know.
But you can have a registry office that is done up. Nice,
yeah, yeah, that's
you?
What we're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah. Sweet.
The room we've got is for 80 people.
Brilliant.
For that bit, but we're going to get that bit out of the way as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And pour all the effort and money into the party.
Oh, brilliant.
Because that's probably we're not going to do an all day thing and da da da, and then we're not doing that. We're basically going to get the wedding done formally, and then we're going to have a great party.
Brilliant.
That's the general idea. And that's going to be at fucking, believe it or not, Homelands.
Oh, yeah.
The football ground up there.
I'm aware of Homelands.
Supposed to... Why?
Because they used to...
why are you intriguing me?
Yeah, why? Because there used to be a lot of rape.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No. Homelands used to be where you would go for a drink and a party and a dance.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, there was a few dubstep things there.
Oh,
there
was it?
Clubbing things there. Yeah,
no
Homelands, yeah.
Big time. Yeah, they've got a nice room. Sat like... Producer Sam has attended a party there, and she, I think it was a wedding,
yeah,
you know, reception or whatever, and she said about how nicely it was done up, and you can sort of decorate it yourself if you want, which we probably will. I say we. It's probably a team that Sam's assembling now.
Yeah, yeah.
To set up the wedding.
Wedding which, team!
Because I'm fucking useless. I mean, if you need something lifting, no.
I mean, not no. I think yeah. We're all useless as men.
This is my work shirt, Scooter, and these are my work trousers. If you was wondering what the white stains are, on
yeah, them. Yeah.
I'm a professional wanker.
Yeah,
if you wanted to know,
he is.
He is.
He is a professional definitely. Knob gobbler.
Right. I'm currently working in Brighton, so that might be more.
That works.
Yeah, that works.
So
that's got double meaning.
That's got double meaning. That's clever, and that's comedy.
That's clever.
Yeah,
and it's satirical.
Yeah,
and it's topical.
Speaking of comedy,
yeah,
we've got, and then we'll jump back to talking about the stag.
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah, we can go in and out, in and out, shake it all about. We'll talk about Rothschild in a minute. That'll blow your mind.
Oh, what, the fact that he died?
Yeah,
and the fact that I was happy.
Yeah,
someone put R.I.P. on it.
Yeah, isn't it?
Rest in peace. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. Rest.
Fuck off.
Rest in pennies.
You demonic cunt.
Yeah.
Who was based on? Who George Burns? Mr. Burns is based on.
Yeah.
Rothschild.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Can't pick shit up. Can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Just basically. Oh.
But yeah, we've got blooming comic relief.
When is it?
It is.
I know. I say that every time.
Comic relief is now. No, it's let's have a look. I did look it up.
Right, so for those that don't know, I'm sure they do know, even in America, don't they? Comic relief is basically a sort of huge event, charity event, where we did it not last year but the year before.
Yeah.
Where we raised a bunch of money for comic relief, which helps all kinds of causes.
Yeah.
And we call it Red Nose Day as well. There's the face. so
he's enjoying it.
He's enjoying it.
Right. Yeah. Red Nose Day is back.
Sweet.
On Friday the 15th of March.
I don't know why they say it's back. Like it was never away.
Yeah. No one's ever cancelled it.
No. Not yet, anyway.
Do something funny for money.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be doing.
So, yeah, guys, anyone that wants to know, what's the date in March? Or is it just...
Friday the 15th of March. But I think we should do it Thursday the 14th of March.
I think that's a good idea.
Because then it doesn't conflict with our schedule.
Yeah.
And that is Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it'll be topical.
All right, you get the steak.
It were correct. Correct.
But yeah.
And then I'll so we got that. And then the stag.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
The stag. Right, well,
Spooky Mulder said there's a rumble in Brighton tonight.
What does he mean?
I don't know. Maybe he means like a rumble in the jungle.
Oh yeah, maybe.
But a sort of slightly more homosexual version.
Right. What was we saying? Oh, stag do, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got two choices, haven't we? It's down to two choices.
We have whittled it down to two.
I'm worried. Right, I'll tell you my concerns, right?
Go on.
Before anything else.
Yeah.
Because why not? I'm a little bit worried. Hookers and blow never fails. Yes, that is true, Scooter. You are right. They never fail.
They never fail.
But I'm gonna have to say nay to the hookers.
Probably.
I would have thought. If I want to get married, I would have thought that I'm gonna have to say nay to it. And don't say, just don't tell her. It never works.
No, it doesn't.
She's more or less an FBI agent at this point.
Yeah.
There is no point in even lying about what I had for breakfast.
The thing about producer Sam is that she can see fingerprints. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like a special power.
Yeah.
She smells bullshit a mile off.
Yeah, she does. She does.
We've been through it for 11 years. There's things that I lie about impulsively for no reason, and I always get exposed.
Yeah.
So now I just don't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has ultraviolet detection.
Yeah.
Like a lizard.
I'll tell you my concerns with the stag do thus far.
Go on.
I'm up for the cabin idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really up for that because I like the element of control that we will have over it. The worrying thing for me is that I don't want the very limited number of people that are coming for it to be dead, basically.
Mm.
Like a dead Atmos.
Yeah.
That's my concern with that. The other one, Amsterdam.
Yeah, the dam.
I haven't got many concerns with that.
Okay.
Other than my own sort of, I don't really want to go abroad unless it's with Sam and all my children.
Okay.
But that's, you know, that's by the by. We can still go abroad. Just because we're going there for my stag do doesn't mean we can't go anywhere ever. So I think that's quite a limited view if I take it.
Yeah.
The cabin is fine for me. I think I would actually prefer the cabin. Mm. However, you know,
you're conscious of the,
I don't want it to just be a dead atmosphere for people.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's dead. Like,
no, you'd be happy to, much like me, you'd be happy to sit there and have a little nana nap.
Mm.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
With my mouth open.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then wake up and try and remember where I am.
Yeah.
I think... It sort of it's a bit like it takes away the party aspect of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doing the cabin.
Well, I mean, the other thing is that it might... Nana nap. Maya Crazy loves it. The other thing as well is it might enhance the gay.
It could enhance the gay.
Because we could all be getting in a hot tub.
But that doesn't really bother me.
And, like, and floating around in our own ball bag juice.
We could. Yeah, we could. But you do know that you are allowed to get in a hot tub with shorts on, though, right?
No.
Oh.
No, is that a thing?
You can't make it a rule.
Yeah. Is that a thing that you can get on, you can get into, is it a thing that you can get into bodies of water with covering?
I mean, I've heard it's a thing.
That's mental.
I know it's a rule, you know, especially when you're with all men, to get in the hot tub naked together.
Yeah.
To make it less gay.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's nothing more manly than a ball.
Yeah.
Is there?
It's true.
Than a testicle.
Taint stew is all the rage I hear.
Yeah.
Yes, Scooter. Do you know what, man? I'll tell you something. I guarantee you've heard this before, but you are actually genuinely a funny person.
Yeah. It's the catchphrases that we've not come anywhere near before, isn't it? Yeah. They're the ones that fucking really get us.
Yeah. Spooky Mulder said, go to St. James's Gate.
Okay. What? And then what? It sounds like the beginning of a murder mystery instruction, doesn't it?
Mama Bear Tracy said, and I will tell her, I think in response to the hookers and blow sort of scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Mama Bear, I don't want to be rude, but I'm not sure you're invited to the stag.
You will, unless she is the taint stew.
The taint stew. I'd never associate taint with a woman for some reason.
No. Coochie coochie coo and all that.
No, we know you've got her back, Mama Bear, but yeah. I have.
I'm
not going to fucking do anything dumb to ruin this. Jesus.
I must say as well, although it may not have as much impact as Mama Bear, I have as well. If we're putting our hands up, who here has got Producer Sam back? I go, yep, me. Yeah,
I think we're pretty much all in it
yeah, exactly.
For the long haul.
Yeah, we're all supporting.
Yeah, Spooky Mulder said about getting drunk at Guinness Brewery. I think that's where St. James's Gate is. How does he know more about the UK
than we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he told us about Rothschild and Farmers on Telegram.
Yes.
I hadn't heard anything about Farmers shit in anywhere.
Right. Have you seen Mama Bear Tracy's icon?
I haven't. Well, I'm looking now.
Fucking awesome.
The Mama Bear. Oh, wow. Now, I've got a question for you, Mama Bear.
Mm.
Is that AI generated? That's what I want to know. Is that AI generated?
The fact that, do you know what? Like, we're missing out here, aren't we?
Mm.
Not following this and not getting involved. I'm gonna make a concerned effort to listen and get more involved with other people's shit.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
Get more involved with other people's shit, as in not on the podcast, just everyday people from all walks of life. You'll go into a shop and you'll go, what are you two talking about then?
Yeah.
And people will go, sorry, who are you? And you go, I'm getting involved. What are you on about?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I love that.
So, Mama Bear Tracy said that Ralph made it.
Okay.
So she said she thinks, yes, she thinks that it is... AI generated.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm going to say it's a great fucking little icon.
It is brilliant. Yeah. It is brilliant. It's just some of us prefer to be more original. But, you know, to each their own. It's fine. If Ralph made it for you, then it must be good.
It's really good. I've just got to judge it on its own merits. It's great.
No, it's good as a picture. It's good as a picture. Yeah. Just saying.
Stop it, Nick.
Oh, all right. Stop. I'll behave.
I don't know what you're starting, but stop it.
I'll behave.
Is that the image of a Rothschild holding a scepter of gold that is a skull in front of a demonic satanic throne? That's totally AI.
Yeah. See, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm.
So, right. So the thing about the dam.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. You know, I'm already checked out. No, yeah. I'm with you that I don't care if we sit in a cabin in the woods and you know, let it all hang out.
Yeah, as it were.
Or go to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I mean, the pros for me, I suppose, cabin in the woods, love a bit of peace and quiet, me. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. The closer I can get to that, the better. Pros for Amsterdam, I've never been.
There you go. I have, but I would like to experience it in a different time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A different sort of...
different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a different set of skills.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
It's not expensive to get a plane there, by the way.
Okay.
I've been looking it up. So... the options there for us to get a half hour flight rather than drive.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, just because I happened to type in Amsterdam in Google, you've got 1 hour, 10 minutes flight.
Yeah.
Or 5 hours, 22 minutes drive.
Yeah. I mean,
this is mental. It's this close.
The drive could be great. You know, it could be good, but I don't know if I really want to spend 5 hours in a car.
Mm.
I don't know if it will set me up for the right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But it does, I guess, if we...
Take the ferry wankers.
If we take... if we take ferry wankers,
yeah.
But then we... then we go to Amsterdam via vehicle.
Yeah.
It does give us the opportunity to go through Calais, Dunkirk, Bruges,
yeah.
Antwerp, yeah.
Yeah.
Past Rotterdam.
Sure.
And then on to Amsterdam.
Well, I've heard that Rotterdam's very good as well.
Yeah.
It's like the anti-tourist version of Dam. You know what I mean? So it's there, but it's not in your face. But then Amsterdam's fucking awesome anyway.
Yeah. So that's the only thing. And then like, I'm guessing we want to be doing this effectively a long weekend, right? Where,
yeah.
Like, Friday we set out, wherever we set out to go.
Yeah.
Saturday we do some stuff. Sunday we do some stuff, but ultimately get ready to come back. And yeah. Then Monday we're coming back.
Yeah.
And just recovering.
Yeah.
Or you do like Friday we go, Saturday we do some stuff, Sunday we come back, Monday we recover.
Yeah.
That's another way.
They're all options, actually. They're all options I would look into.
Yeah.
We do need to sort of do it pretty quick, though, don't we, in terms of a decision?
Yeah.
Which we will get to, I'm sure.
So do you reckon, so if it's October, we need to be looking at August, September sort of time, don't we?
I would think so, yeah.
Probably when the kids are back.
I would say out of half term, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Almost definitely.
Almost definitely.
It'll be four times the price, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the other factor is the weather's going to be just the same as here, no matter what.
Cool.
The weather's pretty much the same in Amsterdam as it is here.
Love it.
So it could be, you know, it might be all right in September, but...
Mickey B said there's a good 5D cinema in the Dam.
Awesome.
That's all right, isn't it?
Is it a porn one by any chance, Mickey B?
I hope so. I'm banking on it. Well, I'll be banking and wanking on it.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. We look at, you know, a bit of the old cheeky cabin in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I still don't know. I think Amsterdam overall has probably got the lead at the moment.
Just because it's you're thinking for the other people that might end up coming, it's more exciting.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, I don't want anyone that's going, and that is another three people probably,
sure,
to be bored or think, this is fucking... What am I doing here?
Yeah, what is it? What is this sausage fest?
Yeah, well, yeah? I want them to wonder what they're doing there, but not for that reason.
You want their weekend to be full of wonder.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Wonderment.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderment.
So what else was we talking about? We talked about Rothschild, didn't we? He's clapped it.
Yeah, so he's dead.
What is he, 112?
Yeah, let me look up... oh, it's funny, the search history on Google, when I've got the Substance for Days profile up, it says, Cabin in the Woods with Hot Tub, Kings North to Amsterdam, Comic Relief 2024, Telegram, Sound Effects Download, Faggot, Spotify. And I mean, that is because that word has come up on a podcast before.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing to do with, it's not the derogatory word for l'homosexuel, which is French for the homosexual.
I don't even know if it is.
It's a bundle of twigs. It's a bundle of twigs.
Well, that's gay.
So, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that's good. I love that.
And there is a swing. Near there is a swing on a roof.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
I don't mean Nick's up for that.
No. Do you want to go somewhere 278 miles away so you can die?
Yes,
no.
So you can feel like you're going to die.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that, baby. No.
So yeah, Rothschild died. What's his name died as well? I don't know if you actually know who he is. Richard Lewis.
I don't.
He is an old school comedian, American guy, who features heavily on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
By Larry David.
Yeah.
And anyone that doesn't know him, he's one of the writers on, or he was the main writer on Seinfeld.
Right, right.
Or the creator of Seinfeld.
So who are we more affected by? Are we affected more by Richard Lewis?
I think...
Or Jacob Rothschild?
I think everyone knows who Rothschild is.
Yeah.
So, like, not everyone knows who Richard Lewis is, but he died a lot more soon, a lot more early in his life. He died of a heart attack, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, Rothschild, I'm kind of... I don't know what that means, though. Doesn't the other new, like, skeletal beast just step into his shoes?
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. If anything, it is merely the husk of the alien within,
yeah.
As lived its purpose, and now, you know, he needs to crawl back into a cave somewhere and de-shell,
yeah.
And then he'll crawl out and just assume, as you say, the new skin. Lord Jacob Rothschild, the financier and member of the Rothschild banking family, has died at the age of 87. In a statement on Monday, his family called Lord Rothschild a towering presence in many people's lives.
Yeah, everyone's.
Yeah.
The population.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew loads about him.
Yeah.
A lot of my decisions were influenced. I would quite often find myself in the morning saying, what would Rothschild do? Which is good, isn't it?
Well, the answer to that would be probably lots of interbreeding and counting money.
Yeah, I would have thought. And just laughing.
Judging by the Nashers that they've all got.
Yeah. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair paid tribute to his dear friend, describing him...
Of course he fucking did.
As a wonderful human being. Mm. Has to specify human.
Yeah.
Doesn't
just in
he?
Case you were confused. Describing just in case him you as thought a... it was Rothschild the lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Describing him as a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
All right. He was educated at Eton. Went on to study history at Oxford.
Did he?
Yeah. Joined the family bank in 1963, but left in 1980 after falling out with his cousin, Sir Evelyn de Rothschild. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir Evelyn. He went on to build his own financial empire in the City of London, founding investment trust RIT Capital,
yeah,
which he chaired until 2019.
Oh, okay.
The Rothschild family has an estimated fortune of about £825 million, which doesn't sound like a lot, actually.
That's bollocks.
Yeah.
That's bollocks. Jay-Z's got more money than that.
I was about to say, he's a billionaire.
Yeah, no way. Maybe his personal fortune was 825 million.
Yeah.
But the Rothschild family, they own half the world.
Yeah. Look, Lord Rothschild was described as a superbly accomplished financier,
yeah,
champion of the arts and culture, a devoted public servant, a passionate supporter of charitable causes in Israel and Jewish culture, a keen environmentalist and much loved friend, father and grandfather. In a statement released by his family. So, okay. A little bit one-sided.
I've got to tell you, if you're a multi-millionaire and you're born into a multi-millionaire family,
yeah,
quite easy to be a good financier, isn't it?
It is, as it goes.
You know?
He also held roles including deputy chairman at B-Sky B Television,
yeah,
director of RHJ International, now known as BHF at Kleinvoort Benson Group.
Oh yeah,
and was a member of the council for the Duchy. Hang on, I think there's typos in this for the Duchess. I think of Cornwall
for the
then Prince of Wales.
Yeah,
yeah. It's but on written here it says and was a member of the council for the Duchy.
No, that's Prince Charles's. That's King Charles's company.
What Duchy?
Yeah, D-U-C-H-Y. Is it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's his company, the one that makes, like, you know, they make like eco and like sort of luxurious goods.
Yeah. Past the Duchy Pondy left hand side.
Yeah, biscuits and that.
Biscuits. You know,
like, yeah, posh biscuits.
Posh.
basically.
Sending his condolences to the Rothschild family, Sir Tony Blair said he was missed his friend immensely. Why is it only Tony Blair that's piping up?
I'm not sure. And I don't know. I have no idea why anyone's asking Tony Blair anything.
Yeah.
That's the first fucking question.
Yeah.
The second question is, I don't trust where it's coming from. I don't trust the source. How can I trust a man who led us into a war
Yeah.
against an ideology for 25 years?
Yeah, it's true.
And he lied about Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction. So as far as I'm concerned, he should be in fucking jail. And you want me to listen to a... And you think that... okay. Whatever.
Mickey B said that hairy biker's Dave died.
Yes, he did.
Which is sad.
Yeah, which is actually shit.
They're looking for a new actor to become... this is Spooky Mulder. They're looking for a new actor to become the next James Bond. Several people have suggested it be the guy who plays The Witcher and Superman, which is Henry Cavill, I believe. I don't think that would work out.
No.
Henry Cavill, I think. Richard Lewis, the long black hair comedian. That guy was funny.
Yeah.
Commenting on King Charles, is he a prince of hell now? Yes, he is. He is. Because he's taken the stand and he's going to rule us as king.
Did you hear... Have we spoken about the cancer diagnosis for the king?
Oh, no. No, we haven't.
Right.
Like, the way you line that one up as well, like... I was just like, hang on.
No, I'm not playing with words. I wasn't genuinely just playing with you there.
Yeah. Have we spoken about the cancer diagnosis? No, yeah. Do tell. I have cancer.
Yeah. So it turns out I'm going to die in September.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Never get married. Disaster. No. King Charles needs to be noted, right?
Yeah.
King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
What's he not having? Chemotherapy.
Right. How's he going to survive then?
He's using natural things, right? Right.
He's taking the Mr. A approach of just rub it in.
Rub some dirt in it.
And move
on. Yeah, no, he is... Right, now, I know why you're laughing, right? I'm going to... So he's not using chemotherapy, right? That says one of two things.
All right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I think you know now, don't you? It says one of two things. It says, right, that he's gone mental and he's gone hippy-dippy and he's using some sort of, it's all natural, da, da, da. Or he knows something we don't.
Yeah.
Or he knows something we all do know, is that chemotherapy is literally poison.
Yeah.
And it kills people.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, it does get rid of cancer, but it does kill people.
Yeah.
So that's... There you go. So he's using all natural stuff. And I guarantee that cunt gets better.
If he does... No, this doesn't work.
Why doesn't it?
Because if he does...
Yeah.
Then Big Pharma's going to be like, what have you done? You've revealed... well done. Who had King Charles?
But he's not going to reveal what, is he?
No. No, but he'll reveal that there is a solution out there that isn't chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Big Pharma's going to go,
yeah.
Who had King Charles in the pool? Come on, it was you, was it?
Yeah.
That mug's done it.
Yeah, so that's...
Wow.
This Podbean just does what it wants. I've turned my phone on silent and it turns up.
Like it's possessed.
Fuck off. So yeah, that's that happened. Yeah, so he's not having chemotherapy. So it's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Not good enough for him. He must have access to literally the best medical...
He must be able to choose solutions.
Yeah, and if they're thinking, if whoever's advising him is going, well, we think the natural way is the better way to go, or he thinks that, and they've got solutions to it.
Yeah.
You know.
You're not going to give bad advice to the king.
Probably not. Probably not.
On that note, it's 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Fucking hell.
Overrun.
Yeah.
But, overrun. You know, it's been good.
In a good way. Yeah.
Yeah. So we will come back to you all with a decision on where we're going for the stag. I will be best man.
He's going to be best man. You've accepted it.
I have accepted it.
Scoot, sorry, mate, it's off. You can't be my best man.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, mate.
Mickey B said only if we can come. Oh, what, as in to the stag?
You can come to the stag. Mickey B, you're more than welcome, mate.
Everyone can.
If you come to the stag, you will be making up 50% of the stag.
Yeah, like, yeah. Every male that's on here should meet us in Amsterdam.
Every male that's on here?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Get yourself over to Amsterdam.
Yeah,
you're
fucking...
Hey, I haven't declined. Fuck off, mate. Oh, cheers.
Cheers, brother.
I haven't declined. Fuck off, mate. All right. Do you want to do the outro?
No.
No.
Okay. Is that decision made on where? It isn't. We're going to come back next week with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave you on a cliffhanger, hook, if you will.
It is. It is.
It's only a £2,000 plane ticket from the States.
See? That's all right, isn't it?
Do you... Is that cheap for you then, Spooky?
Yeah. It's only £2,000.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
I'll wipe my arse for £2,000.
I'll tell you what, if he met us in fucking Amsterdam, if anyone meets us in Amsterdam from here, or if we're going to Amsterdam,
yeah,
or at the cabin or whatever,
yeah,
honestly,
it'd be made up.
It'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
It would be mental.
Right, so yeah,
money's not a big deal. I'm rich.
No, sir, that was sarcasm. I was researching a trip from Wales to Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't afford that crap. I'm just a pizza delivery man.
Fair.
Yeah, man.
Fair, okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. I cannot afford a flight to fucking America either, if it makes
better. No, none of us
I'm
can.
I'm going to be struggling to get to Amsterdam.
Yeah. Now, money's not a big deal. I'm rich. I wipe my ass with 6 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's M&M. Yeah. So, can't remember what it is. It's the one with that other fella.
Not Royce. The new guy.
No, it's not Juice WRLD.
No, not him.
Or it's
the rapper.
The white.
Oh, the white guy.
The white rapper.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's the white? Logic. It's that song that he does with Logic.
Yeah.
I know the one.
He's not white, you know.
No, I know.
I found that out.
Yeah. Well, the thing is at the beginning of that song, he says, son, do you know why you're the greatest man alive? Why, Dad? Because you came out of my balls, N-word. And I've always thought, oh, that don't sit right. Because he is as white as my tooth, let me tell you.
He's whiter than Eminem.
Yeah.
But he's mixed race.
Yeah. Mad. Anyway. So end of the show and that.
Yeah. So thanks, everyone. I'm really blown away with this episode. And it went... Like in 5 minutes, I don't feel like we've actually covered anything.
No.
We've just been talking.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, thanks, everyone. We're definitely going to be back next week. It'll be Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
So if Wednesday don't work out, we do Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're not going to leave ourselves without a show.
Yeah.
Unless something major comes up.
I'm with you. I could easily do Wednesday.
Yeah.
Easily.
I'm thinking even if I get stuck, on the way home.
Yeah.
We'll still kind of do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll grab a McDonald's on the way home in the traffic, and then we can just come back and be fed and, yeah.
Yeah. A McDonald's, you've charmed me.
you've charmed me.
I will stay until 9 o'clock if needs be.
Ran out of options yesterday completely. Ran out of time yesterday completely.
Right.
Had a McDonald's. Right. Yeah. No other option. I mean it as well. It was like 9:30 and I have to get up at 5.
Yeah.
So... ran out of options. Had a McDonald's. Paid for it today. Direct result.
What?
Had the shits.
From the arse.
Had the shits, mate. After I had a McDonald's. Because I've been eating healthy, haven't I, for a couple of months.
Of course. Yeah.
So my body's... I'm not saying... No, it's probably because McDonald's is shit. But
yeah.
As well.
I'm with you.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
My body's like, no, not anymore.
No, not this again.
Come on, mate.
You've been doing
the right thing. Why are you fucking up your gut again?
Yeah, and carbs, I assume.
Yeah,
You didn't discriminate.
Yeah. Probably responding immediately to that, both of those elements.
I am worried that you can give yourself a gluten allergy with, like, absence of gluten in your diet.
Yeah, I reckon.
Because I get the same as you. Like, if I leave carbs for a big, long stretch of time and then I have one bit, it's...
Doesn't know how to handle it anymore. I mean, because the thing is, I'm still having sugar. I don't know why we're talking about this.
We could do this offline.
Yeah, we're doing this off air. Right, thanks everyone.
Cheers.
You've been great. Please turn up next week.
Cheers for staying Radio Parlesque.
Yeah, awesome. And
all of them.
Ralph, Tracy, obviously Scooter.
Scoots.
Obviously fucking Spooky Mulder.
Maya Crazy.
Mickey B.
Sam Cox.
Oh, who's that?
Don't know.
She won't be called that for long.
No, she'll be called
Sam Summit.
Sam Summit.
Yeah.
She'll be called Big Cox.
No, you're not going to change the first name.
No, not the first. That's not how it works, is it? Yeah, it's a surname.
Yeah.
All right.